It's always nice to play here for you guys in Westbury. So many good things to choose from, you know, that's the good news. Alright, you guys almost settled in. We'll be right back. things to choose from, yes. We were working on Pajama People. We played it before, but we just haven't played it for a while. So I don't know if we've got that one ready, but we do have this one. This one is called Oh No.
Oh no, I don't believe it. You say that you think it over. Some beans, but I leave the sweet stuff to somebody. tweezers in my hands. Every other wrangler would say that I was mighty rich. By myself, I would have no balls, cause I'd be raising my only kettle horse. Raising my lonely and so long. Raising my lonely and so long. Well, I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlight at night.
learned a couple songs that are appropriate for this time of year. This one in particular, this one's for the ladies, of course. So take your clothes off when you dance. Exciting thing called an intermission, and that's going to be coming up. So you'll be able to take your clothes off when you dance during the intermission. We're gonna play another song, and then we're going to have the intermission, and then build to the you know frenzied finale after that. So. Don't worry, we have a full show, but you just get a break in the middle of it. So we're going to do one now that I think you guys all know.
He told me right then when the top popped over, there was nothing
won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the cuss of the grand Y2. He said you might not only kill you, but it'll cure you.
He's the new guy. Yes. This next song, you'll get to hear him play quite a bit. Have fun, take your seats. Here we go again. you didn't recognize it, he played the Black Page number one on the drums, which was constructed as a drum solo. And I figured we would take a moment to talk about it, just to examine how this thing was constructed, because there's a lot of reasons to do that. Number one, I find it very interesting. but it relates to why I put this band together. This particular piece of music was really the catalyst to putting this together. The reason is, you know, when I was talking to people that were my age or younger, a lot of people didn't know that much about Frank's music. You know, it's weird. You guys all know, but there are plenty of people that are under 40 that don't know anything about it. You know, in fact, they hear the name Frank Zappa and they say, "Who?" So, you know, me talking to most of you is like bringing sand to the beach. You already know. I'm preaching to the choir. But the fact is, there's still more to be done to have more people have an opportunity to discover the music for themselves. And yeah. So, you know, one thing I just wanted to bring to people's attention is, you know, the work that goes into doing all of this is pretty monumental. It's like training for the Olympics all the time, you know, to play this stuff. And as it relates to the Black Page, early on, before I even put the band together, you know, which we started touring in 2006, but prior to that, for 2 years, I was studying the music and trying to figure out a way to adapt my own guitar technique and style to play in context to the music, because I didn't want to, you know, go out and play and really not have it sound connected or have it feel like it was supposed to be there. So the hardest part was working on the technique, and again, I just want to bring up the Black Page for an example. For one of the passages in the Black Page that gave me a really difficult time was this part towards the end where there's a really, really fast run, and I had to practice it for probably 4 months of just doing this one thing that's under 4 seconds long, and I would play it for hours and hours a day. And most people would have quit, you know? It was a very arduous journey trying to make that happen. But I want to give you an example. I'll have Joe play this one passage just on the drums, because the other way to examine this is the fact that it was written as a drum solo, so it just had rhythms. And the rhythms themselves become a melody. But Frank thought, well, when Terry Bozzio played it, you know, maybe other people might also enjoy hearing some notes attached. So the creative process of doing it in reverse in that way is so unique. And I think it makes it one of his most iconic pieces. But here's one just little example that I just want you to have an understanding of how much effort went into these 4 seconds, or it's actually probably just, you know, 2 seconds. So Joe, play it slow, and then play it fast, and then I'll show them what the notes are. Oh, you hear it like that, and it may not register for you. And now play a little faster. Okay, and so then as a guitar player, you think, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? Because the notes involved are not easy to find on the guitar neck, and so, you know, here's what they are. Yeah, what's the trick? A lot of practice. Here's where the notes exist. Okay, you know, it's after the part that has the... So this whole section was just a beast to get up to speed. You know, I just had to sit there. It took a long time. So
So you get to where you can do it, but then you have to fucking play it in front of you people. So, you know, you think that this is like a magic trick or like we just know how to do this and oh, it's so easy. It's not. So having said that, and having not really had massive amounts of rehearsal on this, let's give it a shot and play the Black Page melody. A miracle. He said, yes, one of my bands played the Black Page correctly once. Yes, that was kind of the easier teenage New York version. All right, I have a guitar that is offering me the opportunity to revert to being a 12-year-old. Now, I just wanted to share a story with you guys because I thought you might find this entertaining, but, you know, again, this whole thing, I had to make all these changes to my playing because my background was, you know, I liked rock guitar. I grew up in 1980, 1981, right around there, was all of this you know, hard rock stuff, Van Halen, Randy Rhoads is a guitar player, and you know, that stuff really was popular, and it also had a lot of appeal to me. And I sat there and I tried to learn this stuff, and Frank would sit down with me and try to help me figure out, you know, things like Eruption and stuff from, you know, Ozzy Osbourne's Blizzard of Oz record, you know. And he actually grew to have an appreciation for Randy Rhoads and Eddie Van Halen. But, you know, out of nowhere, one day, we got this phone call from some guy claiming to be Eddie Van Halen. And for me, I was like, this is the greatest fucking day ever. Could it be? Is it real? Is it happening? You know, and my mom was talking to the guy, and she says, hey, pick up the other line and see if you think this is him, you know. How the fuck am I supposed to know? You know, there's no MTV. I didn't know what he sounded like, you know. My only frame of reference was the voice on the song Unchained, where out of nowhere it sounds like over the loudspeakers, somebody just says, come on, Dave, give us a break. So that's what's playing in my head as a reference, and I'm listening to the conversation. I'm going, oh, yeah, it's him. It's him. It's got to be him. You know, so she passes the phone. Ah, yes. You got to love Westbury. So she passes the phone to my dad, and he gets on the phone, and he starts talking to him, and lo and behold, he only lives like 10, 12 minutes away from where we live. So he shows up, you know, he comes over, and he's wearing the Women and Children First, you know, the album cover, the jumpsuit, he's wearing that, you know. And when he walks in, it's like he might as well have been backlit with the smoke machines and all that stuff. And, you know, for me, it was just like burned into my mind forever. And I put a guitar in his hand immediately, and I said, play Eruption, you know, play Mean Streets. I had to see how he did all this stuff, you know, up close. And here's a little known fact. This is the very first thing that he did. The very first thing when he turned the guitar on, he played this lick that doesn't exist on any record, but, you know, I remember it clear as day. You know, he did this, he went, and I was like, oh yeah, open strings. I see how you're doing that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I made him do all these things really, really slowly up close, drove him nuts, because I'd only been playing guitar for like 6 months. So there's no way that I was going to be able to play any of this stuff. But eventually, I grew to be able to play some of that stuff. You know, I just felt like it's summertime, it's the rocking teenage combo, smaller band here, you know. Might as well have a little detour, have a little bit of fun, and I'll play, or I'll give it a shot anyway, play Eruption for you. Let's see. What the hell was that? That ran by the way. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the people get up here, but, you know, getting on the stage, that's a little disconcerting. So, hit it, Joe.
Ah! Yes. You know when you got a fat man in a pair of spandex like this, you know what it's time for.
Dinner?
I think somebody better get me a doctor.
Detour mode. I'm going to play a song now that is also kind of, you know, fun for summer, fun for having you guys try to learn it. It's got a really easy chorus. I'd like to see if you guys can sing along to this. There's only a couple words to this chorus of this song. It says, "Your mom's carpet is a boodle dang." Okay, so you guys, when you hear us singing it, feel free to sing along. It's gonna really be something special.
I can't wait.
let's see, what else do we have on the paper here? You know what it's time for? It's time
for Motley Crue!
Fuck yeah, you got the right wig. Okay, no. We're gonna have Sheila sing a song for you.
You didn't try to call me.
Thank you.
tiny. Every cloud is silver lining. A great escape for all of you. Tiny is a tiny girl. Tiny is a tiny girl. Tiny is a tiny girl. Tiny is a tiny girl.
Oh.
the people's it. The people's it.
We'd like to play for you is a song we just recently learned, so it's still pretty new to us, but we're doing a version that's from an album called Ahead of Their Time. How many of you have that record? A few of you? All right. Well, you know, one of the things that happens a lot when people ask me about this show and when I do interviews and things and just other people that find out about it is they say, well, why is it important for you to do this, and what's different about Frank's music, you know? It's like, well, that would take a long time to explain, but you know, one of the things I always say, really, is just that his music is, it's very much, well, it's great, obviously, but it's you know, people think of what this project is sometimes, generally, they go, oh, it's just like a bar band, I could go see it down the street, you know, they just play a couple covers, you know. And, you know, Frank's music is much more orchestral in nature, and, you know, you don't have, yeah, it's true, you know, he was a rock band as his orchestra, and he wrote his music on paper. There's actual, you know, manuscripts with the dots, the notes on them, you know, but the thing is, orchestras are usually regarded as, you know, if you're a musician, that's the top, the highest place you can go, the pinnacle of your career. Become a musician in an orchestra, then you have the, you know, artistic integrity and all that stuff, right? So, but the thing is, people often say, well, are you going to modernize what you do, the approach to the music? And I say, the music is already ahead of its time, you know? There's no reason for us to change it, you know. I don't need somebody to come out here and, you know, turn it into a rapping hip hop thing. Go, yeah, yeah, for example, yeah. You know, we don't.
That sounded kind of cool.
Yeah, we don't need. I mean, you don't have that when they're playing, you know, at the Philharmonic. They don't introduce Amadeus Mozart and then have some guy go, yeah, Amadeus, yeah. You know.
Thinking of Falco.
Yeah.
Rock me, Amadeus.
Yeah.
City of tiny lights.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't need to do that, but that's this general idea that people seem to have when they talk to me in interviews and things, like, well, you gotta, if you want to reach the youth, you got, like, no, I don't want to ruin the music for the youth. I just want them to experience it as it is, and, you know, it's not only is it contemporary, it is. It's from the fucking future, all right? Yeah. Anyway, having said that, this song is like 40 years old. And it's called Orange County Lumber Truck.
crazy from watching my TV. Been checking out the news till my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend? Is anybody scared? Ooh, yeah. I'm watching and I'm waiting, and I'm hoping for the best. Even think I'm going to pay you every time I get them scared. There's no way to delay all that trouble coming every day. The riots. I seen the cops out on the streets. I watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. I listened to reports.
Yeah, we got a 5150 crazy guy in a jumpsuit.
By the whiskey passing around, I saw that guy. I seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. I watched while everybody in the street would take a turn to stomp, smash, 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 bust and burn. Oh yeah, I'm watching them on the way, and I'm hoping for the best. I even think I'm going to pray. There's no
existed for years, but very little has changed. I'm the tool of the government, an industry tool, for I am destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I'll make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you. I need the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Of course, I help. No one will need you. Your mind is totally controlled.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. All right, this one goes way back. This one goes all the way to Hot Rats.
Thank you.
guys have been really fun to play for. It's always nice to come to this venue. Everybody's great here. The food is always nice. The catering is the best we ever get anywhere on any tour.
Indeed.
So thanks very much to everybody who helps make this show happen, particularly all you guys for coming out and supporting this. So, thank you so much. We have a song that's a bit of a sing-along one, in case you guys feel like it. I think you'll know it.
Control of me, Tyrone.
nothing. No cries is heard in the night as a result of him stepping.